Tonight, on another episode of 24 Hours to Hell and Back, we're covering the renovations of Vassie's Restaurant in Waterbury, Connecticut. This was quite a renovation. We've got before, during, and after, and we have a little bit of a spoiled owner. All of that and more, stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I forgot how much I love this song.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in high school again.
Yes, exactly. This is such a high school song. And this restaurant definitely gave Gordon a little bit of hell today.
It did.
Or
it sure did.
When they filmed this. Yes. Welcome back to another episode of 24 Hours to Hell and Back. We have quite an episode this time. We finally got some pushback from the owner, which is something that I had been kind of hoping for from past episodes. We didn't get that much. Mm-hmm. So this one, I was happy to see that Gordon had a little bit of a challenge with the Vassie, this owner. Before we get into all of that and more, plus we have some really fun special segments, Would You Eat There is one, and then we're going to kind of check on how these restaurants are doing now. Before we get into all of that, I am joined by my lovely co-host, Jennifer Lopez.
Yes. Hi, my name's Jennifer.
Thank you so much for joining us. Mike is out this week. He will be back next week. And I am Zia Anderson. So let's get this show on the road. So, Jennifer, what did you think? So just coming into this, it was not the best restaurant. We saw a lot of, like, moldy food. We saw a lot of bad food. Gordon didn't have a great dining experience there. What did you kind of think going into it beforehand?
I mean, I was a little nervous, to be honest, you know, because when he does shows like these, I'm scared of him.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, it's Gordon Ramsay going into my restaurant, so you never know what to expect. So it's
Super seriously. Yeah. And going through the kitchen, I mean, look, so much of these restaurants are so disgusting a lot of the time when you go in. This one was particularly bad. There was so much moldy produce.
So much.
And you see the cook, Val, double dipping
with her hands.
Yes.
Yuck.
So she licked her finger and then put it back in the food.
Yes.
And they were serving people that.
Yes. Definitely there's something that you want to go to a restaurant to. It makes me think now, going to restaurants, if they're doing that to my food at my favorite restaurant.
So, doesn't this show scare you?
It does scare me because I'm just so nervous now. I'm like, I don't know if I want to go back to the restaurants that I usually go to. What if they do that to my food or not? So I don't know. It's super scary.
Do you ever check the Yelp reviews on some of your favorite restaurants and you're like, oh no?
Yes. Yes. But you know what? Some of them are really, really bad, but some of them, I've been going there for years, and even though they have bad reviews, I still go.
You're like,
it's fine. Is that gross?
No, I don't know. Like, as long as you don't get sick, you're good.
You know, I guess I'm fine. I've been going there for years, and some of them have really, really bad reviews. And I'm just like, I don't know. Maybe I don't get those experiences. So
hey,
I guess I'm one of the lucky ones.
Yep. As long as you enjoy the food, I think that you're just fine.
Right.
One thing that we really find out about Vassie is that he is getting a lot of help from his mother.
Yes.
And Gordon even says this in the episode, that he has so much support from all of these women in his life. Mm-hmm. He is surrounded by women.
Yes.
He's got his mom. He has his wife. His head chef is a woman. And they all give him so much support. I believe that they found out that he was $500,000 in debt.
Yes.
And his mom gave him $250,000.
Yes.
Just gave it to him. And he didn't think that he was getting a handout.
Mm-mm.
What did you think of the way he was treating his mom?
You know, it was just horrifying because, you know, it's like, how do you do that to someone that's helping you out? It's helping not only you, but your family, your wife and your kids. You know, how do you treat them with so much disrespect by not caring about this restaurant and not, you know, treating it with respect like you should, you know, because it's all this money that his parents and his mom worked so hard for throughout the years. She's giving it out to him and for him to just spit in her face, basically, and not, you know.
And it sounds like she runs her own successful restaurant.
Yes.
So she already has that experience, and you would have think she would have passed it down to him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what it was that made him give up. They kind of alluded to the fact that it might have been his father passing, although that was 10 years ago.
Yes.
That's a long time.
That is a very long time.
I understand losing a parent's really hard. I've lost one as well. Mm-hmm. But do you think that after 10 years, maybe he should be?
You know, I just think he was just holding on to that so much that he was just not, you know, I guess he just felt like, you know, poor me, feel bad for me, I guess. I mean, but like you said, you know, losing a parent or any relative, it's really, really sad. And, you know, you keep him with you, but you can't just hold on to that, you know, because I'm pretty sure his dad wouldn't want him to, you know, be holding on. He would want him to move on and be successful and, you know, carry his dad's legacy and being, you know, so why are you know?
That's a great point. No, it's a great point. Whenever a family member dies, I think the last thing that they would want for you is to fall apart and start failing in your business. Because he also had two kids and a wife, and it really sounded like his wife was getting very emotional. She was really worried about the fact that he was so stressed and that he might have a heart attack on the horizon. Because she didn't know what she would do without him.
Yes.
And he was really stressing himself stressing himself out. I can't say words today. Over that restaurant.
Yeah, it's just, you know, he was stressing himself out, but he obviously didn't care either, you know. So it was just kind of like, you know, if you're so stressed, you know, do something about it too. Make it work. Make it work with your staff. Because obviously his staff cared so much, more than he did. You know, his staff was putting in work and trying to fix the restaurant them, and there he was just walking around not caring. So, you know, and instead of stressing, make it work.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. It was interesting because one of his servers who'd been working there for 3 years started crying when she saw the state that the restaurant was in and how bad it was doing. She's like, you know, these people are like family to me. It's actually really heartening that you have a staff that cares that much, because a lot of the times at restaurants, it's not their restaurant. They don't care. They can go get another job somewhere else.
Exactly.
I don't know exactly how big of a town Waterbury, Connecticut is. I would be curious. Maybe it's sort of a smaller town where there aren't a lot of jobs. But also, I think that maybe they just formed a bond, because it really seemed like Vassy was a good guy.
Yes.
He seemed like he was a good dad and he was loving. Maybe he just, you know, lost his passion. Mm-hmm. As it seems, it happens a lot with restaurants like this. It seems like people really start to lose their passion for it. And a lot of the times, maybe they don't realize how much work goes into it. Mm-hmm. Like, running a restaurant is hard. You're there like 60, 70, 80 hours. Like, it's crazy how much time you spend there. And I think maybe you lose your passion, you don't want to put that work in, and you end up with a really disgusting kitchen with moldy food.
Yes, you definitely do. I think he definitely lost his passion. I think he just didn't care anymore. And it's sad because, you know, his employees his staff were really there for him. You know, they wanted, like you said, one of the girls was there for 3 years and she just really wanted to, you know, work hard. And she wanted to see, like one of them said, you know, she wanted to see him happy again. So I'm pretty sure, like you said, they created this bond, you know, with this man and his family. You know, they didn't want to see this restaurant fail, so it was all or nothing.
Agreed. Yes. And I definitely think that Vassy was a little bit spoiled. I think that his mom was helping him so much. He really didn't also seem to be ashamed about the fact that the restaurant was failing, the fact that he had taken $250,000 from his mom, which is so much money. Yes. I would feel so bad if I took that amount of money from a family member and then wasted it.
Yes.
Like, that's crazy. And she just seems to open her checkbook and give him money whenever he needs it, which, you know, in theory, that's a great supportive mom. But at the same time, there's a certain point where you have to put your foot down. Yes. And he wasn't kind of honoring the help that she was giving him.
Yeah, he was definitely taking her for granted, for sure. But, I guess he wasn't shown, you know, the value of hard work. I feel like to him, it was easy, I guess, for the mom to give him the restaurant and here you go, there's a restaurant, you know, it's in our family, I'll take care of it, you know, versus telling him like, hey, I'm going to give you this restaurant. We need to work.
Yes.
We need to put this to work, make your own money. And this restaurant's going to be for you. And you need to make some money out of this and stop taking my money.
Agreed, because realistically in life, if you can't make something happen, you're going to get it taken away from you.
Yes.
A lot of the time, I mean, I'm sure it's very different for some people, but a lot of the times you don't have someone there to kind of catch you when you fall, and you have to learn how to make it on your own. And I think that he maybe didn't learn that lesson when he was younger.
Definitely not.
So it doesn't make him a bad person, just a little spoiled. Maybe he needs to, you know,
He definitely needed like a little push.
Yeah, he needed a little push. And definitely
Gordon gave it to him for sure.
Oh, yes, he did. And he did. And I was, Vassie did not like that.
Yes.
He was not happy. I believe he told Gordon that he didn't like another man coming in there and embarrassing him and yelling at him.
Yes.
See, he's surrounded by too many women.
Too many.
Too many women. He's not used to other men coming up and actually challenging him.
Yes, definitely.
Which, I'm trying to think of another man. Can you remember if there was another, besides Jonathan, he was another cook. Besides that, were there any other men in that restaurant?
I don't think so. I think it was all women. John and him and all the other rest were women.
It was women. Yeah, he was a head man.
Yeah, he was. He definitely was. He didn't like Gordon at all, for sure.
No. But it was also hard truths that Gordon was giving him.
Yes.
And I think he really needed to hear that.
He definitely
did. Which moves us on to sort of our start of the renovation. This one, I noticed there was a really funny moment when he asked the renovation team how they're going, and the head of the renovation team sighed, and he was like, we're going to get it done. But he sounded so stressed out about it, didn't he?
He did sound like, so stressed. Oh my God,
you poor thing.
He did. I mean, if you see it at the beginning, the restaurant's like disgusting.
Yeah, it's like a cave.
It is.
It was dark and dingy. And I know, and I've mentioned this on previous shows, that in restaurants, I know at the restaurant I work at, people always want to sit in a booth. Everybody mm-hmm. wants the booth.
Everybody.
But I've noticed Gordon likes to seem to get rid of booths because it seems that they sort of close the restaurant in a little bit more. It's not as open. It's not as light.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so funny. So this kind of this mix between wanting to keep the booths and
not
getting rid of them. Yeah. So I'm curious to see what customers think, because my overwhelming response to that has been that they want to sit at a booth.
Yes.
Speaking of which, if any of you are watching, let us know in the comments below. Do you like a booth? Do you like a table? Do you like it to be more open? Do you like a more like a dimly lit restaurant? I guess it kind of depends. But this one definitely looked a little bit more like a cave. Before we get into sort of what the renovation team did, I do have a special message for you, all of you AfterBuzzers out there. We just want to let you know that our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, do not be, because they are optional. You can totally turn them off. You just push a little button, super easy. So hit that subscribe button now. I'll wait now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments. We'll shout you out on air. For now, thank you for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk. And seriously, we appreciate you all so much for listening to us talk about all the things that we're super passionate about. We're also on iTunes and Spotify. Head on over to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, 1 through 4, do not work, and give us a little comment. Let us know what you think. So now that we are back into renovation talk, what did you think of sort of the work that went into it? Because you mentioned this before, a lot of the staff seemed to be doing a lot more work than Vassie was interested in doing.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I just, you know, that really upset me. I'm not going to lie. It really did.
It's good.
You know, because it just got me worked up because I see, you know, I've never worked in restaurants or anything like that, but I mean, I've worked in retail companies and things like that. And, you know, when you see other members working harder and, you know, your bosses or the main head person not working enough, and you're over here, you know, killing yourself, your back, and, you know, trying to make this company work or be successful, and, you know, they're not caring, it's just kind of like, well, that's like a slap in the face to me, you know. And I'm pretty sure it was a slap in the face for them. You know, they were there, they were crying, they were trying to, you know, help this family out. Eventually, it's basically his family, you know, and he was just being really stubborn, really, really stubborn.
Very stubborn. You're so right about that. He just wanted to spend the whole time arguing with Vassie, wanted to spend the whole time arguing with Gordon
mm-hmm.
instead of actually putting in the work into the restaurant while everybody else worked around him.
Yes.
And boy, did they do a number cleaning up that kitchen.
They did.
It's funny because whenever I see the before the kitchen and the after the kitchen, I always wonder if they can keep it up, which oh, we're going to cover in our special yes. segment. I'm always looking forward to that. I'm so excited. That is my favorite part. As soon as I watch these shows, immediately afterwards, I have to go check the Yelp reviews. I have to go check the Google reviews. I need to know yes. how that restaurant is doing. So they really did a 180 on that kitchen and the dining room. I really like a lot of the colors that they used.
I really did, too. I thought the colors were beautiful. Mm-hmm. They were beautiful. They totally different.
Yes, and really did brighten everything up.
Yes, it did.
There's something to be said for, I know if you go to certain fine dining restaurants, everything is kind of dimly lit mm-hmm. because I guess it's more calm. It encourages you to eat slower, spend mm-hmm. more time there, mm-hmm. probably spend more money, you right. know, on yes. wine and desserts and other things. But it still has a nice, like, open sort of look to it. Like, mm-hmm. you don't feel like you're in a dingy cave. There's a very big difference between dingy and dim, I yes. feel like. And this one yes. was more dingy beforehand.
Yes, it really was. I think he even mentioned it at the end that it felt like a funeral home, too.
Yeah.
So I was, it just looked very, I didn't even know if it was a restaurant or just a place where you can just braid or
just go shop hang out,
or hang out in a weird booth restaurant. I mean,
some people do like to do that in restaurants. Yeah, they like do. To just hang out and sit. Yeah, and I'm like... Excuse me, we have an hour wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's true. It did kind of look like more of a hangout spot than an actual restaurant. So I really liked the blues that they did. They had that family style room, which was really cool.
Yeah, I loved the family style room. I thought the people there were having so much fun. I loved yeah. it. I loved it so much. I'm very family oriented. So those restaurants like that, like, I like them. I
yeah. personally like anywhere them like you can go in with a big group of people and have it be a really fun time for everyone, I feel like is really cool. And that's hard in a lot of restaurants. And I know even the restaurant I work at, you can't do that because we just don't have the space for it.
Right.
A lot of times mm-hmm. people come in with parties of 14 and I feel terrible being like, you know, the host a lot of the times will feel bad saying we can't accommodate you. But
right.
we just have, it's everything is so right. cramped together mm-hmm. and we have so many tables and right. we still have people waiting.
Right.
So it's yeah. just like it really... is kind of nice when you get a restaurant that you can do that in.
Yeah, definitely.
And like I said, I'm not sure if Waterbury, Connecticut is a smaller town, so maybe they don't always have a big wait going on probably. At their restaurants.
Yeah, probably not. But I mean, if they do, it was beautiful. It was such nice. A beautiful. It was. I would want to like kind of go see and peek and see how it still looks like.
Kind of always want to travel. This would be a fun thing if I could to travel around to all the different places where these restaurants are and visit each one.
Yes. Personally, yes.
Yeah, just to go in and I'll write a review afterwards yes. and be like, okay, this is how it's doing yes. before and after. Gordon, yes. I got you. Don't worry.
I think it's so cool because then you get to experience it yourself and you're yeah. like, hey, I watched that. I watched it.
Yeah.
So I want to see how if they actually kept it up too.
So much. I want to say that it's like 90% of the time they don't.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Ugh.
That makes me cringe because they take so long and it's so beautiful and so many people and... You know, you see it in the episode. Everybody's so excited. So
I am curious to see, and I'm curious to know if they changed the concept from, because the Hell's Kitchen, not Hell's Kitchen, I'm sorry. It was Kitchen Nightmares. He would take a week at each restaurant
mm-hmm.
to kind of to renovate it and right. work with the staff and everything. With this show, it's just 24 hours.
Right.
So I'm curious if that was just an element to add to make it more exciting and more interesting, or if he just couldn't spend that much time on each restaurant.
Hmm.
Makes me feel much worse for the poor renovation team, though.
They literally probably had to work 24 hours straight.
Like, non-stop. I have a feeling they were screwing in the last yes. screw as the clock is ticking down yes. and Gordon's letting people in. They're like, hang on, I got to get this last picture up.
Definitely.
Yeah. Poor things.
Hold on, let me put on the light on top first before you set them down.
Seriously.
Yeah, for sure.
I would also really love to know how many they do in a row.
Yeah.
Do they get a break in between each 24 hours? I hope so.
I mean, I hope so, too. That would be crazy.
Because holy moly.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, could you work a full 24 hours like that?
I don't know, I can. I work 12 and I am literally about to pass out every time when I work 12 hour shifts.
12 hours is a long time.
It's a long time. Yeah. I'm already dying. I'm like, oh my God, I want to go home. Driving home, I'm already tired. I can't even imagine working 24 hours. Or
another 12 hours on top of that.
Yeah.
And also, not to mention the 24 hours, then they have to cook through the dinner service.
Yeah.
Oof. I don't know if I could do that, to be honest with you.
And the cleaning.
And the cleaning.
And all that stuff that they have to do even before putting any, like, kitchen or hardware or tables or anything.
And then you have to serve customers after
and
that.
And then after that.
Oh man, I have a new respect for this for the people in this show. Even though they let their restaurants go, they still did 24 hours of hard labor. Yeah, so I think, and also during the renovation, the cooks have to sort of get their passion back and relearn to cook. And I know something that Gordon does with this, he's more than just someone that comes in and renovates. He's like a therapist almost, in a way.
Yeah.
And so he really spent some time one-on-one with Val because Val almost left.
She was ready to.
Did you think she was going to leave completely?
I actually did.
Seemed like it, right?
Can I say that I actually wanted her to leave?
Did you? Oh my God.
I actually did. I was so upset with this episode. I was just really, I feel like he needed a lesson learned. And he, you can tell, like, even though he didn't care, he did care, especially about Bao. Mm-hmm. So you can tell he was very like, oh no, please don't leave. Like,
oh yeah. Him getting in the car and talking over with her was the only thing that made her stay.
Yeah.
But she seemed very, very adamant on leaving. I really thought she was going to leave and they were going to have to find another chef.
Yes. I was really like, I was scared, but I was excited because I was like, she was, you know, speaking out and saying like, no, this is the last straw. Like, I've been telling you, let's change this. Like I said, like, keep going back to the staff. They wanted this more than he did, so. Mm-hmm.
It's no, and you're absolutely right. And he wouldn't let her change the menus. I think she said, I don't know if I said this before, she hated 99.9% of the menu. That is not a good sign.
That is not. She hated cooking. She hated working there. She hated everything about that place. So
she was
not good.
Ready to leave.
Yeah.
But it was really nice to see her get her passion back, kind of working with Gordon and his team. It sounded like she had a little bit of a rough start, but coming towards the end of it, when her creativity started coming out, because Gordon actually gave her the opportunity to create her own special to serve that night, and that's when she got excited.
Yeah.
And I think that was so cool to see that she really just was, her light was kind of dimmed because she wasn't given the opportunity to shine or to create or to do what she loved to do, what made her become a chef in the first place.
Yes.
So I thought it was really cool to see her get that passion back.
Yeah, I did. I loved that. And she was super excited about that as well. She was, you know, ready to cook, you know. I mean, of course she lost her passion. She wasn't cooking what she wanted to. She wasn't doing the things that she was used to before. So, you know, she wasn't a chef. She was just a cook.
That's such a great way of putting it. Yes, she wasn't a chef. She was just a cook.
So definitely, you know, I was happy to see her get that, you know, feeling back of chef and, you know, cooking it up with them.
Designing things, creating. Yes. And I have to say, those braised short ribs, you mentioned this before the show.
They look so amazing.
They look delicious.
Like, I was ready to order a plate.
Where can we get some short ribs on short notice? It's really hard not to get super hungry when you watch this show, especially around dinner time.
Yeah, I mentioned this to you. Yes. How do you not get hungry? Like, I can't. I don't know if I could do this every week.
If it didn't make so much noise eating on the mics,
right?
I would probably be eating right now.
Yeah.
Oh, especially
and you don't have like
chicken.
A feast here. Feast of food.
Just laid out in front of us. I mean, yeah, no, it's hard. And that chicken did look really good. What did you think of the after menu?
Oh my God, the after menu was way better. You know, the seafood, the chicken, everything just looked really beautiful on the plates and it looked delicious. The customers seemed to enjoy it. The food critic, super excited.
Yes!
She loved
There's
it.
There's always a food critic.
Yeah. So, you know, they were a little scared for that too.
They were. Yeah. They were like, oh my gosh, the food critic, you have to watch out for the food critic.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that a lot of the times most of the time, Gordon cuts the menu down a lot. A lot of restaurants have a tendency, especially the ones that he goes into that are failing, have huge menus.
They do.
And I have definitely mentioned this before. I feel like one of the only restaurants that can get away with that is Cheesecake Factory.
Oh my God, yes.
Because she's delicious.
Yes.
And you know what you're getting when you go there. You know, and same thing with like TGI Fridays. They have a big menu. It's frozen food, but they somehow make it taste delicious, and you know what you're going for.
Yes, yes.
When you're going to a nice restaurant, though, that's not exactly what you're looking for. No. So a lot of the times, Gordon will cut the menu down a lot. I'm actually surprised that this menu, he cut it down maybe a little bit less than usual.
Mm-hmm.
It still had more dishes than I – he cut it down, obviously, but it still had more dishes than I was expecting there to be.
Yes.
Which I think in an Italian restaurant is nice.
Right.
Because you want to have a little bit of variety. You want to have your pasta, your chicken, you know, he had the clams.
Clams.
Oh, those looked really good.
They looked amazing. They did.
Again, I'm getting hungry. Okay. back on track. Food. so this menu was a little bit bigger, and the dinner service went really well.
Yeah, the customers were happy. They were super thrilled. They loved it. They were having fun. They were eating all this delicious food. I mean, what else do you want?
I know. It was off to a little bit of a rocky start.
It was.
And this is another thing that I'm always curious to see, and every time I'm sort of waiting for the dinner service, because that can a lot of the times prove how well a chef is and how well they can handle it. I have definitely seen episodes of, not 24 Hours to Hell and Back, but Kitchen Nightmares, where chefs have quit and walked out because you find out they really can't cook.
Yes.
And they have to find somebody new.
Yeah.
So with this, I'm always kind of waiting to see, but it looked like it was off to a rocky start, but she kind of... like, held her own.
Mm, she did. Yeah. She definitely did. I think that, I mean, she was inspired. I mean, she loved Barcy very much, and she loved the family. She loved being there. She just wanted that opportunity to shine, not only for herself, but for them, and to help them with the restaurant. So I think that kind of, like, gave her that motivation to make this amazing food and be able to serve it to people and be like, hey, I'm proud to be the chef of this restaurant.
And it really showed. Yeah. It did. Another point that I just want to sort of hop back to was when Gordon asked Tula, who is Vassie's mother, who's been obviously handing him all this money, he had to sit down and have a conversation with her, telling her not to give Vassie any more money. She said, she's like, no, I won't. No, I won't. But there was that hesitation in the beginning. Did you believe her? Because I did not.
I did not either. You know, I think, you know, I mean, I'm not a mother. I don't know. You know, I think it's just a mother's instincts, I think. And, you know, even the wife said it, you know, that she would do anything for her kids as well. So she understood why, you know, the mom kept giving him the money and everything and taking out the checks and everything. But, you know, I think as a mother, you know, you sometimes got to put that limit too, you know, because that's literally the only way you'll learn.
You know? A lot of the time you're not doing your children any favors if you keep bailing them out, because then they'll never learn for themselves.
They will never learn. And I mean, we saw it with Marcy. You know, he wasn't giving in. He just kept going and going and not really caring and thinking, well, my mom's gonna give me another check, more money. My mom has a successful restaurant. I think he depended on that very much. So I think he was just, well, if this doesn't work, I have another restaurant, I guess, to go to or something. I felt like that's how he was looking at it.
Yeah, so, no, I agree. I definitely think that as well. And I think that his wife, Laura, was also, I don't think she liked it, but she definitely was relying on Tula as well.
Yes.
A little bit, maybe a little bit too much.
Yes.
But she also did go back to work as well to try to bring more money in.
Yeah. Because she was seeing how difficult it was getting for them. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yes, the mom was giving money, but, you know, she was scared. She was really scared, too. So.
And I always really, really respect women and wives who see what's going on and have the wherewithal to jump in and be like, okay, this is what needs to be done. Now I'm going to go out and I'm going to take care of what needs to be taken care of.
Right. And I like that, too, because, you know, she just didn't give up. She was just ready to go and just kind of work and help him out and get him out of there and maybe hopefully give him that inspiration that he needed, which obviously he wasn't getting. But, you know, it took a while.
Yeah. But he finally got there.
No, he did.
He did concede in the end.
He did.
And that was nice to see, because as stubborn and as really spoiled as he was, I couldn't help but like Vassie. There's just something about him that you're like, oh, he does seem like a genuinely nice guy.
Right.
Just maybe not the best to run a restaurant with. Maybe we don't run a restaurant with Vassie.
Right.
But I still think that he was doing a pretty, you know.
Yeah.
He was a great dad.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty successful dinner service, a pretty successful turnaround. What did you think of the 3 months later? Because they always sound pretty positive. Did you believe them?
I mean, I didn't, you know, I'm pretty sure it was good. The first 3 months, I'm pretty sure it was easy. You know, everything was there. Everything is new. But I don't know. I was still very hesitant about it. I was still very, you know, I had a question mark there. And, you know, just the beginning was just the communication with all of them was very, very difficult. And with him, especially. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, I know Val mentioned too that they still had a little bit of bumps after the 3 months. They still had a little bit of bumps on the road. So I don't know.
She did say we're working on it.
Yeah, she was working on them. So
she said to me, it sounded like she was trying to be positive.
Yes.
Because he was right there.
Yeah.
But I think maybe they were still having some issues.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I'm always curious to see if they go back to their new menu. Their old menu. That's another.
I hope not, because this menu looked amazing, and I feel like it's going to work out for him. So why would he want to go back to the old menu where the fish wasn't working? It was
frozen. It was frozen fish and bad shrimp.
And bad clams and gross food. It was so nasty.
No. I don't know why you would want to do that.
Yeah.
The other thing that I'm always yelling about, anytime I'm at home and I'm watching this show, I'm constantly yelling at the TV. My husband and I will pause it to be like, I don't understand. Like, we get so worked up about it. One thing that we always get worked up about is when they go back to having such a giant menu, I don't understand how you, if you really want to add more to the menu, it's fine, but just introduce it as specials. Have a special. If the special does really well, you can add it.
Mm-hmm.
Add one dish at a time every so often instead of adding like 30 dishes all at once.
Right. I know, because I know some restaurants do that too. Like they like to test things out. You know, it'll be like maybe a lunch special or item of the week or something like that. I've seen it in some restaurants. So why not do that? I feel like that would work out, you know, because if you get a big...
Yeah. And then they were going to keep ordering it. And then you have another successful item on your menu instead of just making your menu very large.
Yes.
Ordering too much products and then wasting them.
Yeah.
Because people aren't ordering that item.
And that's how you lose a lot of money. That's why he's a big dad, because you got to order all this meat and chicken and all this stuff. And it's expensive.
It's very expensive.
Very expensive.
I mean, he was $500,000 in debt. Do you think that... So the restaurant margin, I believe the profit margin in a restaurant is 8%.
Wow.
It's not very large. I mean, mm-hmm. I think it's something like 70 or 80% of restaurants fail within the first 3 years, I believe is what this at was.
That's what I've heard so many times. Because when I was younger, I always said I wanted to open a restaurant. But, you know, you get older and many responsibilities and you see that's, I don't know, that's not going to happen.
So you're like, maybe not. Just kidding.
I'll stick to whatever else
I want. I'll just eat at the restaurants. Yeah. I totally understand that.
Yeah, I definitely have heard that so many times. It's crazy. And then when I see little restaurants, I'm like, how are you guys doing it? But I mean, if they've been there for years, I'm pretty sure.
Well, and also if they're maybe not ordering as much. When you're smaller, maybe your overhead is less expensive. Right. So it's maybe a little bit easier to stay open.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that they'll be able to climb out of a $500,000 debt? It's a lot.
It is a lot.
I doubt it a little bit.
I don't know. It's just depending his attitude. You know, you have to keep that attitude going. And if he's willing not be stubborn how he was and, you know, be good to his staff and, you know, listen to his staff and continue with all the advice that Gordon Ramsay told him, then definitely. Definitely. Right. But that's going big.
Okay, yeah. I hope he can. Yeah, I would like to see that they stay open.
Yes.
Well, before we get into our fun Yelp review segment, which is always my favorite, we have another special segment. It's just a really quick one. It's just, would you eat there?
No.
No! No! You're our first no!
You know, I think I talked to you about it before, and I was just, no, I couldn't. From the beginning, when I saw the fish and her dipping her hands, I was just like, no. Mm-mm. I cannot. I can't. I couldn't get that out of my head. I was just like, I couldn't get that out of my head. It was just not a big no. And it, like I said before, it makes me wonder if the restaurants that I go to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know, you honestly, you're right. You don't know what they're doing back there. If they have a good health rating, you're just kind of hoping that everything's fine.
Yes.
Usually I'll need it. It's really bad if a restaurant has a B. I don't think I would ever go to a B rating restaurant because I just, you're not taking care of things back there.
Yeah, no. There's something.
There's something going on.
That's a B.
Yes.
No.
Super agree. Yeah, so I think I would try it though. I would. I know. I'm one of those crazy daring people. It's like, I would eat anything.
Good. Yeah.
Just about anything.
What was your favorite dish?
The chicken. Well, no, actually, the short ribs probably look the best to me just because, they fall apart in your mouth.
Yeah.
The gravy and the mashed cauliflower.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How about you?
The clams with the linguine look really good.
They did look really good.
The chicken looked amazing, but I don't know. It was something about the clams. I've never eaten clams.
Oh.
So that would be my first.
Okay. So would you go there for the clams maybe? Still no. You're like, no.
I don't know. I would have to say something about it.
Well, I'm glad we got one no, because usually it's always yes. And I feel like we need to get it mixed up. We can't have everyone just being like, yes, we're going to go there. And, you know, you're right. If it's bad, if she's doing those practices before, it might be easier for her to kind of slip back into those old patterns. So you could be getting double dipped.
That's what I was thinking, too. That's why I was like, oh, I don't know about that. Yeah. Mm.
So that leads us into our next segment.
Yes.
And this is, we're just going to kind of check in and see how these guys are doing. The hard thing with this restaurant, and this is what also leads me to believe that it's kind of a smaller town, on Yelp, it only has 42 reviews.
Interesting.
Yeah. So altogether, which is not many. And I know here in LA and a lot of places like New York, a lot of restaurants will have thousands of reviews. Oh, yeah, there are definitely a lot of people here. So I'm kind of just going by the fact that this is in Connecticut and maybe a smaller area, not as many people, so maybe that's why. Reviews are definitely very mixed.
Yes.
Some of the newer ones in 2019 are good. The two ones in 2019 that I see here are both 5 stars.
Okay.
So that's a plus.
That's good. Yeah. Yay!
Yelp is actually working for these guys. There's one in November of 2018 that's just 2 stars. And it says they came to see the new upgrades, and they said that no one greeted them, and they sat at a bar, and it took longer to get a drink and see a menu. So I guess that was just service-wise. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't based on the food.
On the food, yeah.
So we'll see. Then we have another 5-star review in 2018. 3-star review. Okay, back to a 2-star and a 2-star. And again, in earlier 2018. So it's definitely very mixed. And we have a couple 5-stars after that. But it seems like, and I sometimes definitely give people, restaurants, a slight pass on Yelp. If you actually go through and read the reviews,
yes,
people can be a little bit ridiculous sometimes.
Yes, they can.
And sometimes you read a review and you're like, oh, that's not have anything to do with the restaurant. So you know what? Never mind. I'm going to give this them
and
a
it's
pass.
Also, too, like if, you know, maybe he took long on a soda or something on your drink or your bread and butter and, you know, it took a while and they're just like, you know, that's such a bad restaurant,
right?
And you know, they trashed the restaurant. It's probably like one of the best restaurants ever. So,
and that can happen. And a lot of times people, and I've 100% had this happen to me, where people, especially when you're hungry, and I totally understand, you're starving, you're cranky, like you want your food, you feel like you've been waiting forever, but people have a tendency to over exaggerate sometimes how long they've been waiting. They're like, we waited 45 minutes.
We call that hangry-zy.
Hangry. Yes. That's, thank you, Jeff.
I've got you.
You're right. Hangry. That is, and I am so guilty of that myself. Like when I get hungry, I am very hangry.
Mm-hmm.
But they tend to over-exaggerate. We've been waiting for 45 minutes. In reality, it's been 15.
Right.
So
right.
I kind of like to give restaurants a little bit more of the benefit of the doubt sometimes.
Sometimes.
So this one, it looks like it's, you know, they're not doing too bad. It definitely doesn't look like they went back to their old menu.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a positive.
Yes.
So I feel like I have hope for them.
Yes,
if I was
ever
in Connecticut, I would go there. Jennifer would not.
So no. So no for me.
No. Well, that concludes our really fun episode talking about Vassie's Restaurant in Waterbury, Connecticut. Next week, I cannot wait to see what mess there is. It's always my favorite. Looking forward to Gordon yelling at more people. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun.
Ah, me too. This was awesome. Well, where can the fans find you if you want to continue more talk about anything?
You guys can find me at @_Lolita89.
And I'm Zia Anderson, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram @Zia_Land. It's XIA_Land. And tonight at 9 p.m., we will also be having a fun interview with Cecile Gentry, the showrunner of Into the Dark. It's the New Year, New You episode. So I'm super excited to talk about that later if you all want to join me for that. Mm-hmm. Until then, we will see you all next week. Thank you so much for joining us. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.